What I love about this book, the When the Wind Bears Go Dancing, is it's a simple idea. You know, you're in bed, in your cozy house on a windy night, and yet you've elaborated on that in such a wonderful way. Why don't you read us just a little
Oh,
bit
I'd love
of the text?
All right. I'll just start somewhere in the middle of the book. When the wind bears go dancing, I might go along. Though my mommy says, no, dear, that really seems wrong. Those bears are so curly and woolly and wild. They're too fuzzy and frisky for such a small child. When the wind bears go dancing, I too want to go. We'll wear coats and big hats so that no one will know just how woolly and windy and silly we are when we're racing around in a rattle-bang car. We boom and we zoom and we whistle and fly. When the wind bears go dancing, we romp through the sky. When the wind bears go dancing, we romp through the night, and we giggle and wiggle in orange moonlight, and we rumble and tumble and spin and we twirl. We're just five woolly wind bears and one little girl.
It's a wonderful poem, and I think the rhyme, too, really draws children in.
Yes. I wanted to use kind of fun words, too, like rumble and tumble and giggle and wiggle and zigzag and flip-flop and things that would be fun for parents to say and fun for children to hear. And the rhyme, too. I wanted that to be an added element, although I didn't shape the story around the rhyme. It rhymed also, but I wanted the lines to have a flowing, easy sound. I didn't want them to be awkward and make them rhyme in an awkward way.